Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your brother Elohim coming to you live. Out of Philadelphia. Okay. Well, as you know, I texted you what the topic of the day is going to be. Jesus said, get on the boat and learn how to walk the rivers of life. 250 years and still not free. why. This is Black History Month. So we're going to be doing a lot of things leaning towards Black history, you know. As usual, whenever we first open up, we always like to tell you that love is the act that makes others feel good. And if you're engaged with people and your acts aren't making them feel good, then you're missing the boat, okay? Because that will build up hormones in the heart, and eventually they will dislike you and not want to be around you. So practice the art of love. That's the art of making other people feel good when they're around you, okay? And hopefully they'll respond in kind, all right? Now, you listen to the anthem. We always play our anthem first when we come on. And one of the things in the anthem said, I'm cosmic energy and I flow free. Okay? Well, we have to understand that we are actually energy beings, all right? And as energy beings, our life exists connected to everything in the cosmos, all right? They're telling us that we're Negroes, we're Black, we're white, we're green, we're Americans, we're Chinese, we're Cubans, we're everything under the planet, when actually no place on this little speck of dirt is actually telling us who we actually are, okay? We are extensions of Source, energy beings, and we're carrying so much power. The problem is, all right, our thought process will not allow us to get to the power, and that's what's going on right now, okay? Your thoughts, now listen to this very carefully, this is important. Your thoughts are creative energy powered by emotional content. Now think about that. Not powered by emotion, but emotional contact. We don't want you to be all emotion. We want you to be able to use the emotion as you see fit, whether you want to use a lot of it or a little bit. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of times we get up and we just don't want to do anything that day, because we're not emotionally charged up about the activities that we're going to do today, okay? Now, what we need you to do is learn how to use your emotion for your advantage. Now, I didn't say to your advantage, because when you do things to your advantage, that means you're in a contest with somebody else where you have a winner or a loser. If you're using it for your advantage, then you can do things where nobody is the loser, okay? So use your emotional contact for your advantage, not to your advantage, okay? And that will make a big difference in your life, because you will be able to draw so much energy to you. You know, some people can just go all day long and never seem to get tired. And some people, they go just a couple of hours and boy, they're exhausted. They're ready to stop for the whole day, okay? So it's all about how emotionally you're charged about what you're doing and what you're trying to do, okay? Now, there are things that trigger an emotional response, okay? Now, the things that trigger emotional response, now the commercials that you're watching on TV, all right? All these commercials are designed to trigger an emotional response from you so that you be emotionally charged to buy the product, all right? Now, this is what they're triggering. This is what they're using for a trigger. Now, we've talked about this on the show before. You talk about it on your show. Everybody mentioned what's going on. You hear it on the radio. You hear it everywhere. When you go to the little meetings that you go to, you hear it at the meetings, okay? Now, now this is going to give you an idea of how and what you're doing might be doing wrong to trigger that emotional response to get your product sold, all right? Now, A, procreation. Procreation is a strong drive, and this is why they use that at the forefront. That's why I mentioned it first. They use it at the forefront to get you to buy stuff. Every time you see this fine, beautiful female up there, or this handsome guy with a strong six pack. Some of these guys got seven packs. They so built. You know what I mean? But it's sex. sex is a strong drive because it has a lot to do with your extension on this planet and being on this planet. So that's one of the things they use as for an emotional trigger to get you to buy stuff. B, okay, survival. Now, survival is another emotional trigger. Now, what's the most important thing you need to survive? You need food, man. Yeah, you need food. So food becomes an emotional trigger, and that's what they use to get you to buy stuff with. Now, these are the emotional triggers that they use. Now, you can come up with different ways to use these triggers yourself so that you can enhance and sell your products. But right now, we're telling you what they're doing and how they're doing it so you can get on the bandwagon. If you got something to sell, if you got records or whatever you're trying to get rid of, you can use the same techniques that they're using to sell your products. Now, C, acceptance from your peers, all right? Now, what's the best thing that you can buy? What thing that you can get to make your peers accept you more? Clothing, you know, the clothes you wear. That's why they wear Michael Jordan sneaks and they have all these Puma sneaks on and they have all these dogs on lavish clothes and Yisei Rod and Don Robbie, all these guys, and they're making these great clothes. So when people see these clothes, you say, oh, man, you know, hey, that's one of Simmons' designs. Oh, man, I know that costs a fortune. And you buy this stuff so that you can get more acceptance from your peers. So this is why clothing becomes an emotional trigger. Follow what I'm saying? For those of you who are just chiming in, the reason why we're talking about emotional triggers because your thoughts, all right, are powered. Your thoughts are expressions of energy powered by your emotions. All right, this is what makes you get up and do what you got to do, your emotion, all right? Now, D, comfort. Now, comfort is very important. Everybody wants to be comfortable, you know? You want to have a comfortable life. You want to have comfortable days. But what triggers that emotion, that comfort emotion? Housing. Housing and things that go in your house to make you comfortable. The first thing, it starts with your house. That's comfort. Housing, that is another emotional trigger that they're using to sell you goods, service, and products, okay? Now, E, fear of loss. That's a biggie, all right? Fear of loss. Now, what does that come under? What does that come under as far as an emotional trigger? Security. These are emotional triggers. Every commercial that you see coming across that airwaves is linked to one of those emotional triggers. Now, what did I just give you? Food, clothing, shelter, security. You see, it's not just that's what you need, but your emotional stability depends on you having these things. And your emotion is wrapped around getting and gaining these things. They have figured this out. Next time you see a commercial, watch and see them fall under one of those categories: food, clothing, shelter, security. Okay, procreation. Okay, you got a procreation there with your sex. All right, it falls under one of those different categories, and that's how they get you to buy what they want you to buy and sell what they want you to sell. Now, here's the key: how do they get into your brain to make you listen to this stuff? They set a back door in your brain when you're children. It's the cartoons, all right? It's the cartoons. I say this quite a bit, but it's the cartoons. If everything that they're selling is based on a cartoon. Now, the children don't know nothing about nutrition, but they love Tony the Tiger. So they got you buying Tony the Tiger's products, not because they understand nutrition, but because they like Tony the Tiger. Okay, even when they sell you toilet paper, they got the bear up there wiping his butt clean with toilet paper. The cartoons are the back door to get you to buy stuff. Now, I'm telling those who are in business, you know, engaged in business, and want to sell your products, I'm telling you this is how they're getting their product sold, their this is how they're accessing your emotional triggers to get you to buy this stuff, okay? Now, I'm doing my shout-outs a little early, okay, because I want to do them more than once. Because sometimes we have a lot of callers that chime in a little late. So I want to do my call-outs now, and I'm going to do them once again later on in the show, okay? Now, those of you who have a comment, want to say anything, just press 1. And I know that you have your hand up and you want to say something, and I'll bring you in right away. I'm not going to make you wait. Because sometimes when you put your hand up, you want to jump in right now on that particular subject. And if they keep talking, they change the subject down the road. Then you get behind and you say, well, I want to get in later on there. So if you put your hand up, we'll bring you in right away, okay? Now, first of all, the shout-outs that I give are for shows that I'd like for you to listen to, because you always get something out of them. You always learn something, and they do have your best interest at heart, these particular shows. And I'm going to give a shout-out to Legacy of a Nation. It comes on a Saturday at 6 p.m., 347-677-1533. That's the number. It's hosted by Brother Mac. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m., okay? And Omar, Radio Omar, he comes on every morning at 6 o'clock, just straight talk. And every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m., that's the same number, 347-677-1533, okay? You can catch those different shows, and you're going to learn something, get some kind of gratification for listening. Then you have the Will I Am show that comes up every Sunday right after mine. This brother is very versed on law. If you want to know something about law, what's going on in the law community, this is a good brother to check in on and ask him, you know, some of the questions about law, because he's very knowledgeable. I love his show. his show comes on at 4 o'clock, right after mine. Mine is open 4. His comes on at 4, okay? In this area. So 4 o'clock Central, that'll be 3 o'clock Eastern, okay? Now, the number to his show is 218-532-0460. Now, it's a call-in show, so you have to have a PIN number. The PIN number is 726-476-87. That's the PIN number. Press pound. But when you call, listen to the operator will tell you exactly what you need to do, okay? And he also introduced me to a book that I thought was really, really good. It's by Horace Butler, called When Rocks Cry Out. So I want to give Horace Butler a shout-out. If you can, get this book. I got a copy of it, and I think it's just great. He's one of the few brothers, I think, that actually understand history. A lot of us know history, but we don't really understand it. And I think he kind of understands history, okay? Then we have the Nikki Love Show. That comes on a Tuesday at 10 o'clock. And she's a spiritual reader and advisor. She's pretty good. I like what she'd be saying. I like what she'd be going. And if you get a chance, you can check her out. That number is 347-215-8040, okay? Then, of course, we have the Elohim Radio Show, which comes every Sunday at 3 o'clock out of Philadelphia. We're in the United States, okay? You can give us a call. That number is 646-564-9888, okay? And then we have the Black Cross Nurses at Division 178 out of Philadelphia and 53rd and Girard. Now, you know we need nurses. You go to these hospitals and these doctors, we need some black nurses that kind of understand what we're going through and can send us in the right direction. That's headed by Basima Muhammad. That number is 215-796-0366, okay? And also, I have a CD on the market. It's called 911 Jesus Mercy. Jesus is coming, okay? You can pick it up at CD Baby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. We want you to check it out, okay? Now, people keep asking me, where is he coming from? Well, this is my opinion now, so don't be beating me up later on with the Texas. I think he's going to come from the same place he came from before, out of the goddess's womb, okay? So what's coming out of your womb, sisters out there, is very, very important, because if somebody's going to help us out of this mess, it's going to be children. And right now, children are coming out fearless. They're not scared of nothing. I love them to death, okay? Now, also, I have a book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, that's on the market. You can catch that at CD Baby as well. CD Baby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. And that my book will come up and you can get some things about that. And they're starting next week. Now, the first 10 weeks, we've done 10 weeks already. That's pretty good. That was all about the album. Every title was from the songs on the album. So when you go to listen to them, you'll be familiar with some of the titles as you've been listening to the show, okay? Now, also I'd like to give a shout-out to RBG Industries. He's also out of 178. That's the UNIA. With Marcus Garvey, who actually had the largest black organization in the history of the country. No one has had a black organization as large as his since. So those of you who don't know about Marcus Garvey, you can go on the internet, look up Marcus Garvey, and get some information about him. This is Black History Month, so we're going to be throwing a little tidbit at you about history. Now, RBG Industries, he makes clothes, flags, little buttons and stuff that you need. His number is 609-638-5828, okay? So now let's get back to what we were talking about here, okay? Okay, now what I like for people to do is to stop using the word civilization when you're talking about black history. We'll get into a little dialogue here. Because civilization is a culture that's based on lies. The European, if you go back and check out the history, check what they've done, they don't have a culture like we had, all right? So they have been stealing our culture. They've taken our culture and putting themselves in the culture. Now, we retrogress the word civilization back to our culture. But if you looked in our culture and our history, there was no word called civilization in our history. Civilization began with the European. Civilization is a culture based on lies. This whole culture that he set up is based on lies, all right? And I just wanted to throw that out there because we say we had great civilization and we had great cultures and great tribes. Some of our tribes was actually as large as the city of Philadelphia. Okay, we had huge tribes and we had laws, rules, cities. We had everything. Okay, and everybody's saying, "Well, what happened?" We had everything, but what happened? Okay. This is Black History, so I want to get into some Black History that people don't talk about, like the Bible. Every book in the Bible was written by Black people, just straight up. The Bible is a Black history book, but it's more than just a Black history book, all right? It's a book full of codes. The Bible has a lot of codes in it that the Europeans still haven't figured out how to read. Now, some of the 1% know some of these codes because I've heard some of these codes come out of them, you know. So they know some of these codes, but they're not letting you know these codes, all right? So you have to that's why the Bible is so important, and that's why they have been using the Bible for thousands of years, all right, to build what they're doing because of the codes that's in the Bible, but the Bible wasn't written by them. All right, now Jesus, Yahshua ben Padera, he was a complexion of burnt brass. Now, you know, when you burn brass, it ain't going to turn out Caucasian, like they got this little Caucasian guy thrown up on the cross, and he's going to be bound down to him. He was introduced to us by Constantine and the boys, all right? So, now, I just want to give you just a couple of tidbits because these are some of the things that you're not going to get at the church. The church ain't talking about this. People aren't talking about this, right? Now, every week I'm going to give you one of the scriptures from the Bible, and I'm going to give you an interpretation from a non-created being's point of view. All right, now some of you believe you were created. You're going to believe you're created until you leave here. That's okay. Everybody has to live where they live at, and that's fine. You know, we're not judging nobody for living where they want to live at. Okay, you have the right to live wherever you want to. Okay, now Jesus said, "He that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I will he do." Think about that. They're praising, they're calling Jesus God, they're calling Jesus everything. But the man told you that if you learn the lessons that you can do greater works than what he did. All right? Now, as a non-created band, then he said, me and my father are one, or I and my father are one. All right? Now, as a non-created being, I'm understanding that I'm the universe in expansion, see? So my father and I are one, because everything in the universe is one. In the Quran, it says that Allah is one. Everything is one. They're giving you the information, but because you're locked into less than and not equal mode, it's hard to hear some of the things that's coming out. I just wanted to drop that in there for a minute, okay? Now let's talk about just a couple of inventions, key inventions that help push this society forward, because this is Black History Month. And like I say, if you want to comment or say anything, just click on one. I'll see your hand up and you can jump in. One of the people I like to acknowledge is Colonel Gregory. That space capsule that went up there in the 80s, he designed and built it, the most complicated, sophisticated piece of machinery on the planet was built by one of us, built by a black guy, okay? And I want to give him his props. Also, Christine Darwin, she was an aeronautical engineer who, you know, when planes go a certain amount of speed, the sonic boom happened. Well, she would block the sonic. She figured out a way to stop the sonic boom from happening, okay? And also, they give so much credit to this guy Einstein, but he did not crack the code on the atomic bomb. It was a black mathematician who got awards from the president and everything for doing that. One other thing for now. I'll have a lot more black history for you next week, but I'm just dropping a few little tidbits. One thing that we have been lied to about. The Wright brothers did not invent, they did not design the plane that flew. That design was found in Egypt in one of the pyramids, okay? And in fact, they're using that design right now. The Herculean transport that's used by the government is the largest plane that they use, and that's the exact design that they found in the pyramids, okay? Most of all of the inventions that push this society forward came out of the black community, okay? Also, the Energizer Bunny did not create the battery, okay? The battery was created in Egypt as well. It's called the Baghdad Battery. You can go and check it on the internet. It's still there, okay? And so those are just some of the things that I want to go over and talk about for a few minutes. Now, here's the topic for today. 250 years, we're still slaves. Why? All of these great men and women that have came, you can run them off from Thurgood Marshall to, we're talking about Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, Elijah Muhammad. We're talking about the Huey P. Newton. We can go down a list of all of the black people that have came. Okay, and it's been here prior to us coming here, but yet we're still not free. What was the problem? Okay, now I know it seems a little strange because I keep saying this all the time, but it's the most important piece of information that I can give you. The problem was they didn't think that they could create a new system that would get us out of this mess, because they didn't think like creators. Follow what I'm saying? When you're coming as a created being, if I give you a tank, what you going to do with it? You can't put it in your backyard, take care of you and your family. You follow what I'm saying? But when you're coming as a non-created being, you're thinking like, God, there's 6 billion people on this planet, and you're responsible for every blade of grass, every insect, every animal, everything becomes your responsibility. Get one tank, oh, now you got to buy land, you need everything to go with this tank. But now you can secure a city. Yeah, Rosewood. They didn't have no security to protect themselves, because they're thinking somebody else is going to protect them. It's going to protect you. You have to protect yourself. You have to step up into the mind of God. And this is why we're still here, doing the same thing that we've been doing for 250 years. We're still here. Let's review history. This is Black History Month. when they came here, right? Well, they didn't just come here. We had a global network built. And they came to conquer this global network because they wanted the wealth, all right? They didn't come here with no dog on picket signs. They didn't come here with no petition. They didn't care what their status was. It didn't make no difference. They had the biggest guns. They had the most power. And they came here and they took what they wanted. They're crooks. When a criminal coming in your house, he's not worried about your paperwork and all this kind of stuff. He don't care about that. He's going to take what he wants. That's what criminals do. This is a criminal enterprise. You understand what I'm saying? And as long as you're trying to do something with criminals on an even scale, it's not going to happen. You're going to be stuck here for another 400, no, 250 years trying to figure out, how do I get out of this mess? Okay? But you can get out. Now, right now, what I like to do, for the last time, I like to go over the shout-outs again, just so that those that are chiming in, they will get a chance to hear, you know, some of the other shows that are coming on that I recommend that they go to and you know, listen to and check them out and see what they're talking about. We got the Legacy of a Nation that comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. That's hosted by Brother Mac. That number is 347-677-1533. If you want to discuss who you are, where you came from, that's a good place to do it. Also, you have Radio Omar that comes on every morning at 6 o'clock, Straight Talk. And it comes on every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Now, the number for that show is the same, 347-677-1533. And then you have the Will I Am show. It comes on every Sunday right after mine at 4 o'clock. This brother knows a lot of law. And if you have any questions about legal matters, this is a good brother to plug into and talk to, okay? His number is 218-632-0460. And the PIN number when you call into the show is 726-476-87. And you press pound, but listen to the operator, and they'll tell you exactly what you need to do. I also like to give a shout out to Horace Butler with his book, The Rocks Cry Out, because I like that book. I got it. I read it. And this brother actually understands our history, and I think you can get a lot out of that. Also, we have Nikki Love's show that comes on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Her number is 347-215-8047. She's a spiritual reader, and she's very good at what she do, and I think that you'll get a lot out of listening to her show. Also, we're on the Elohim Radio Show. We're on every Sunday at 3 p.m. Out of Philadelphia, PA, and we're in the U.S., so you can check us out. Our number is 646-564-9888, okay? And also, we have the Black Cross Nurses, our Division 178, right out of Philadelphia. You know we need nurses bad. So check with Basima Muhammad. She's the head of the organization. Her number is 215-796-0366. And I have a CD on the market called Jesus is Coming, 911 Emergency. And the link to that is CDBaby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, okay? I'd like for you to check it out. People ask me the question, where is he coming? Where is he coming from? My opinion, he's coming from the same place he came from the last time, out of the mother's womb. So your sisters that are dumping them babies, please be mindful of what you're getting rid of, because if we're going to get out of this mess, it's going to be the children that's going to do it. And my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, is now on the market. It's the same link, CDBaby/CD/Elohim Christ 2, okay? Also, I'd like to give out a shout-out to RBG Industries. He produces the red, black, and green flag, clothes, buttons, and stuff like that there. He's also out of Philadelphia. His number is 609-658-5828. Okay, so we're moving right along. Those people that are calling in, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you being on the air with me for this hour. those of you who want to chime in, just press 1, put your hand up, and I know you're there, and we'll let you comment right away if you want to. And those who just want to listen and enjoy what we're talking about, we appreciate that. We appreciate you being here, and I want to thank you very much for chiming in and spending the time with Elohim, your brother, okay? Now... Now, we're back to the topic of the day. 250 years, and we're still not free. You know what they say? If a person keeps doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, that's the mark of insanity. Okay? Now, we have been doing the same thing over and over for 250 years. And what they have been doing, now this is the strategy that they've been using against us, okay? When you think of livestock, you think of cattle, all right? Like some, they talk about chicken, they give them free range, all right? You put the cattle in the barn, after a while, a cow get ittery and start banging his head against the barn, he wants some more freedom. So what they do, they let the cow out of the barn, but they build a gate around the farm. Now, the cow got free range to roam anywhere inside that fence. Excuse me. As long as the cow don't try to go outside the fence, everything is cool. This is the strategy that they're using with you. Every time you come up, you march, you have problems with it, they give you more range, more freedom to roam around, okay? But they got that fence locked where you can't get out. Okay, I want to leave the country, but you got to get permission. You need a passport. You need an identification. You have to get permission from the farmer in order to get out. You got to get permission from the government to get out of the country. They got to set up so if you're practicing law in one state, you got to get permission from the other state to come there and practice on that state. You can't get one license where you can practice all over the country. This is controlling you and what's going on. This is how they're doing it. Now, you wonder why the 1% is so powerful. Why they're so strong. It's only 1% of these guys. How are they controlling so much? This is what they're doing. I'm giving you a strategy of what they're doing. You have 99% of the things that they have you doing is a distraction from the real problem, okay? 99%, right? You got 10% of the people following sports. You got 10%, okay, of the people dealing with religion. You got 10% of the people dealing with race and race matters, okay? You got 10% of the people dealing with their little careers and stuff, all right? Then you got another 10% of the people that's just into drugs, partying, and stuff like that there. All these things are tricks to keep you divided among those things. And as long as you're dividing among those things, they have more people focused, control, and managing the livestock, which is you. This is how they're doing it. Now, we get all caught up on football and basketball and baseball, right? But none of us are turning pro, and most of us don't even gamble on the games. So how is that helping us get free? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not helping us get free at all, but we're all caught up in this stuff. We're following these things like it's, they got the Super Bowl coming up. I think Super Bowl comes on today. They got the Super Bowl coming on today. And normally, I got about 25, 30 callers here. I think about 15 over here today. I bet today I'll watch the Super Bowl. Understand? I'm just saying, you know, trying to figure out who's going to win the double-on school game and talking about it. But that's a distraction. This is what they're doing. They got us divided with all these doggone distractions so that we can't come together as a unit to challenge the 1%. Now, 1% organized, focus on a single goal is more powerful than the 99% who's all over the place, ain't focused on nothing. So this is how they're keeping themselves in power. Think about what you're doing. I'm going to go back to this point here. Okay, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I'm going to go back to this point here. Most of us, as we're on our journey, life's journey, okay, we don't know what our end game actually is. We're not creating an end game to make us free. Talk to most of your people that you're involved with. Talk to people that you see on the street. Ask them, what have they thought? Have they thought of a plan going to get us free? Do they have a plan that's going to give us free? Now, here's a big question, okay? Here's a big question. When you talk to some of these powerful leaders, they talk about freedom and we want our freedom. Ask them, what's the plan? Ask them, what's the plan? They don't have a plan. I'm telling you, I've been in all these groups. They do not have a plan to get you free. They have a plan to bring you in to get your money so they can do their little building funds and raise money and boom. But they do not have a plan to get you free. Look at the stadiums they're building for the religious organizations. John Austin, the guy bought a football field, right? And that football field ain't got nothing to do with bringing about freedom for the people. Now, this is something that you have to think about. Most of the people, all right, that are coming to the church are all colors, all creeds, all right? The 1% have them as much of an economic slave as they do you. We get into the race this and the race that, but to the 1%, that's not important, okay? The 1% is based on a family structure of 1%. And normally when they fight, it's a family feud. That's what they're doing. It's a family feud, and it don't include you. Now, they'll use you to fight their little battle for them, but they're fighting for power. What are you fighting for? I went to war for the country. Was I fighting for power for my tribe and my family and my children? No. I didn't have a clue. I really didn't have a clue while I was over there, okay? I know I needed money for college and all that stuff, and they was offering that, so boom, in the service I went, okay? But while I was over there killing people, I didn't have a clue. Didn't know. People ain't done nothing to me. You know what I mean? They were there fighting over resources and oil. I'm not oil. They fight over rubber and rubber and drugs. That's mostly what they were fighting over in Vietnam, rubber and drugs. Okay, and strategic territory to deal with China. See, Vietnam is very strategic in dealing with China. Okay, and then but they couldn't accomplish what they were trying to accomplish with the Vietnamese. Because the Vietnamese were focused, they was on one mind, all right? And they ran a mind, plus they had help with China and all that kind of stuff, too. But what I'm saying is they're focused on what they're trying to do. And they put all these distractions out there to give you the illusion that you're free. Now, here's what has to happen in order for us to break that cycle. Okay, normally I don't give out solutions over the airwaves because, you know, I don't own Blog Talk Radio, so they're listening. But I'm going to do it today, all right? This is what has to happen. We have to get rid of all of the isms, all of the schisms. We have to understand that all of us are energy beings in the same trap. Energy beings in the same trap. Sure, some got more melanin than others. But until we recognize that, okay, we're not going to get out of this thing. And we can't do it under this governmental system. Because if we come under this governmental system, he's going to split us up into little teeny groups, okay? And then he's going to split the pie up so many doggone ways that you're not going to feel it. You're going to be lost. That's how he does it. All right, so you can't come under this government system. You have to set up your own system and come together and challenge this government. Only a system can challenge a system. Think about this for a second. You have a car. Now, if I want to take your car from you, you need some kind of system to get around it. So I can't take the car from you and I give you another type of car to drive. That's how it works. So if I want to take this system from you, you got to have another system to function from. And this is what we haven't set up. when Garvey came, he set up a large system, but the system was a republic. You got some people now trying to set up the socialist system and all these other kind of systems that don't really work for the masses of the people. They only work for the ones at the top, and that's what's going on. Even the anarchist system works for the ones that's in control. It don't work for the little guys coming in. I did some research on that system too. All right, we can come up with. Let me say it this way: you, those that are on the line right now, okay? You can come up with a system that can help bring about freedom for the people, because it's a global struggle. It's not a black man struggle here in America. It's not a Spanish struggle here in Puerto Rico. It's not a Nigerian struggle in Africa. It's a global struggle. That's where we're losing out. We're not connecting globally with everybody that's in the struggle. If you connect globally with everybody in the struggle, okay, we can get out of this mess overnight. You know, guns don't kill people. People kill people with the guns. You know what I'm saying? They want people to go to war. They need bodies to go to war. If the bodies say, I'm not going, I'm not pulling the trigger, what are they going to do? They can't make you pull the trigger. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's all about waking up. And the whole thing about waking up comes down to your thought process, all right? Your thought process is very important. For instance, I'm an architect. I look at a building. I'm going to see that building very differently from a person that's not an architect. Now, you take an architect and give him a whole bunch of material, and his mind, he's dreaming up all kinds of ways of building stuff. But you give the same material to a person that's not an architect, what they're thinking about is how much money they can get from stuff by selling it to an architect. It's the difference in the thought process. That's what we're talking about. And if your thought process don't lead you to create what you need, you're never going to get what you need. This is why 250 years later, we're still here talking about, oh, man, what a mess I'm in. Oh, man, they done shooting our children in the street. Oh, man, all of us are locked up in the jails. Nothing's changed. In the 60s, we marched and we sang and we did. Well, I didn't march and sing. I'm just coming back from killing people. I ain't walking down the street. Nobody smacked me around for nothing. But I'm just saying, they marched in the street. They sung and they danced. They did everything they had to do. They ain't nothing changed. They just made the gate, made the fence a little wider to give you more room to run around, and then you're happy again, okay? You couldn't eat at our restaurants. So you're fighting. Just think about how crazy this sounds, you know? You're fighting to eat at another man's restaurant when you have the capacity to build your own, okay? I mean, just something is just wrong with that, you know? When they realize that, when they realize we had the knowledge and the wherewithal to set up our own football league, set up our basketball league, we had our own football league, our own basketball league, we had all this stuff. They thought about the money. So they brought us into what they were doing. They assimilated. That's the word I was looking for. They assimilated us. Now we don't have the economics that come from the football league no more. They didn't go long, long, start, and all those guys by the wayside, right? We don't have economics no more from the football, from the basketball games. Gone, okay? We had hospitals. We had hospitals and medical schools here in Philadelphia. They shut them down, okay? Shut them down because they don't want their livestock in a position to get out. And that's what's going on. They didn't want the livestock in a position to get out, and the livestock couldn't get out. And that's what's going on. Okay, we got about 10 minutes left. Like I said, we're on the line here. If you want to comment or say anything, just press 1. I know your hand is up, and we can, if you want to say anything or, you know, and I recognize that your hand is up, and I'll give you a chance to say whatever it is you have to say. We got about 10 more minutes left, okay? And the topic of the day is 250 years, and we're still not free. Something's wrong with this picture, okay? Something is wrong with what we're doing. We have to find a better way to do what we're doing if we're going to overcome what we're going through. If we're going to overcome this madness, we're going to have to figure out a better way to do this thing, okay? And so far, we haven't been able to do that. And like I'm saying, it's because of the thought process that you are under. We're going to have to change our thought process if we're going to get out of this mess. We can't be thinking like we're waiting on somebody else to deliver us from our problem. Okay? You're looking for your savior? Go upstairs and look in the mirror. That's where your savior's at. I'm saying wake up and save yourself, because you can't. You have the power locked in you. Energy is flowing. What you're thinking about, you can bring about, okay? We'll go back to one point I was talking about earlier. You are, okay, your thoughts, all right? Your thoughts are energy powered by your emotions. Your thoughts, energy powered, okay? Your creative energy powered by your emotional content. That's what your thoughts are, right? When you have these thoughts, you have to put an emotional contact behind these thoughts so that you can, so these thoughts will come into a reality. Because you can make and achieve whatever reality that you want, okay? Now, next week, now, we'd have been through 10 weeks. All the 10 weeks were based on the album that I did. The titles and stuff that we use. Now, we're going to go into some of the Toronto scriptures starting next week and bring that into Black History Month and what we're doing now. We're going to be talking about Black History all this month. Since this is Black History Month, so every show we're going to bring some Black History in, and we're going to be dealing with some females, female historians, male historians. We've got quite a few of them out there, from Antoine Kwesi, Shagana Diop. We got John Henry Clark. So we do have a lot of historians that we can pull from. Okay, and I'm gonna be bringing some of this information to us, because we're in trouble. Okay, we're in a lot of trouble. Some of us can't see it. We go through life day after day, and when we get in trouble, there's nobody to help us, because everybody's praying to the sky, okay? But we need to help each other. You know, if I need help, I would like to pick up the phone, you know, and call somebody and say, yo, brother, I need help, so-and-so, so-and-so, and I'd like for that person to go in motion and come and help me out. All right, we need to know that that kind of resource is available to us. We don't have group resources that we can use to benefit us. Now we have groups that have resources, but we have to be a part of the group. We have to give up our money every week and this, that, and the other. And the group is not putting anything back to us. And when we call the group, there's no set aside money for the problems that we have. They have to take up a donation, they have to do a collection thing, you know, back to the same people that don't have nothing, you know, and they live in large. Something's wrong with this picture. I love the teachings of Jesus. I love the teachings of Muhammad. As I studied the Bible and the Quran, they taught the same thing, you know. There's codes and keys in the Quran that we can use to get us out of this mess. For instance, the Bible said Jesus, the story of Jesus was given to us as a sign, right? Why was it given to us as a sign? A sign points to something else, all right? So if the story was given us the Quran gave us the story of Jesus as a sign, what was the sign pointing to? It was pointing to something that was going to come, something that you were going to get into after Muhammad, okay? So there was somebody coming after Muhammad that was supposed to bring us into a better understanding of the scriptures, all right? And that somebody came, taught, 100 years, and left, okay? Now, this is what I'm saying. There's keys in all of the books, but everything comes down to your thought process. And what I'm be trying to encourage everybody, okay, that I'm talking to on the air, this is a global, now this is a global station, okay? So I'm getting calls from people all over the place, all right, about what we're talking about, okay? Now, the whole thing comes down to your thought process. In order to achieve what your end game is, you need to have an end game. Ask yourself when you go home, what's my end game? Do I just, I want to be free? What is freedom? How am I going to be free? Am I going to deal with status? Or what am I going to deal with? How am I going to get out of this thing? You have to start asking yourself those questions, because you can come up with these answers. Trust me. I have a lot of answers to most of these questions, but when I won't want to give out solutions on the airways, because we've been down that road, and they've been blocking us with our own solutions. I'm just telling you straight up, because they're thieves, they're crooks, and they'll steal anything they can. Everything they got, they've stolen, taken from somebody, or whatever they had to do. This is what they have done. Okay. Now, this is your brother Elohim Christ. I'm letting you know what's up. Now, there's a war going on, and it's a spiritual conflict. Okay, you can't fight spiritually unless you're in the right frame of mind. You have divine energy, okay, that you can be using. All right, now if you want to understand more about chi, you can go on YouTube and look up chi masters. These guys are setting fire with chi energy, stopping bullets with chi energy, you know, putting a metal through tables with chi energy. I mean, the power that we have is just absolutely amazing. But the school system, coming from the 1%, is not going to allow you to access this information, because you, as far as they're concerned, you are awoke enough. They don't want you to wake up any more than you're waking up, okay? Now, we're just about out of time here. And I'd like to thank everybody that called in. And spend the time with me. I appreciate it. And those of you who just listen, that's fine too. You know, you don't have to say anything. We have a lot to talk about. I have a lot of information to share. And my main goal of being on the air is to run you through a matrix type of talk so that you can wake up. We need to wake up. All right? Because they have us in sleep mode, and we literally eating ourselves to death, following this man. We're drinking ourselves to death, smoking ourselves to death, you know. We're not doing right by our children, our wives, all this stuff, following this guy, you know. You are a creator. Go out and create. Remember, love is and always will be the answer. Okay? We've got about 10 seconds left. Well, 60 seconds. Once again, I'd like to thank you for being on the air. And all those who are chiming in and texting me from all over the country, I want to thank you so much on the air for your comments and what you're saying, and I appreciate you as much as you say you appreciate me, okay? We've only been on the air for a month, and we're getting some pretty good reviews. So I'd like to say we love you, stay strong, work on your end game, and remember, you can make whatever reality you want come into existence. Because you are a creator. Go out and create. Much love, and we'll talk some more next.